Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from our Auto Collision Specialist studios. And great news yesterday as CSU head men's basketball coach Nico Medved signed a contract extension with the Colorado State Rams that will go through the end of the 2025-26 season. Joining us on the First Advantage Hotline, head coach Nico Medved. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time today. On short notice, man, we really appreciate you.
Oh, Brady, appreciate you you having me on, and it's getting exciting as we're inching closer to a start date for basketball, and I know everybody's just fighting hard to get to the starting gate here.
Yeah, we're all kind of waiting to see. We want to see you guys actually on the floor. That's when we start getting real excited, right? Coach, first off, congratulations, by the way. I tweeted out earlier, you know, in a tough year, 2020 has been a very difficult year, but Coach, and I'm not sucking up to you, Northern Colorado, Fort Collins, the basketball community, the community in general, this was a big win, and not just for Colorado State, to be real honest with you. Everybody's a big fan of yours, and I know folks are very happy to see you locked up with the Rams for the foreseeable future.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I don't know. I probably have some people who aren't fans, right?
I don't know, man. I haven't met them before. I haven't met them.
No. We're really excited, and, you know, like I said, I mean, whenever something like that happens, really what it is a direct reflection of the people that you work with every day. And I'm so blessed. We've got an amazing staff, you know, that we've been together here for a while, and they are just absolutely phenomenal and make my life easy. And I'm so blessed to have, you know, great players and great young men who just work their butt off and are great to be around. And when you're able to do that, you know, again, it makes your job easy. And that's a reflection on everybody in our organization. And we're really, really excited about this. And, you know, this year is going to be a crazy year, but we're really excited about it to have a chance to play. And we're really excited about the future. So we really want to build something here.
Coach, you hear other, you know, you'll hear coaches say, hey, they really love the area. They love where they are. But with you, I mean, you're so passionate. You already have that history with Colorado State, but you can see it. You can feel it. You know, I'm watching some of the videos the Colorado State Rams basketball team has been sharing on Twitter. You can feel that coming from you. What is it about not just Fort Collins, but Colorado State that you love so much?
Well, you know, if you start just from a living perspective, it's such a phenomenal community to live in, place to be. The vibe here is just awesome. The university is just a first-class place to work. You get to work with first-class people. And I think for me, the personal experience of I love this conference. I've seen this program at its best. There's just so much potential here and great history. And so I really believe that we have, you know, the things in place to really build a great program. And so when you factor all those things together, it just becomes a no-brainer.
I'm just thoroughly impressed with, again, what you've done, what you did in that first year, what your group has done in that first year compared to the second. I mean, I think we all expected to see an improvement, but you and I've talked about it at great length. It was quite the jump. So to me, it makes perfect sense for you and Colorado State to look at this and say, hey, let's keep building this thing. Let's keep growing it. And I look at it personally. I look at it, okay, you're growing Colorado State, this basketball program, but basketball in the state of Colorado, I mean, it's been picking up. There's some great teams. And so I kind of look at you and I look at Colorado State to kind of be leaders of that within the state for years to come.
Well, I think we got a lot of terrific coaches, you know, in the area, and guys who are heavily invested. So I do. I think it's a great time to be here. Like you said, I'm a real fan of what we're doing, and you know, I think I mentioned, you know, to, you know, sometimes, you know, things that are built to last don't happen fast, and I think that we're really building, but we know we've got a long ways to go to really get ultimately where we have that consistent program that can compete at the top of the Mountain West. And but sometimes, you know, those things take time to do them the right way. And but I feel like we're doing that. We've got the right people. I think we've got a great group of young men and staff and a young team that's just going to continue to get better and better.
Yeah, you said it, a young team, and given the situation we're in, where players are not going to lose a year, that to you, I mean, my goodness, such a young group, but it's kind of like you just set the reset button at the end of the season. I mean, you're going to have this collective group for quite a while.
That's the plan, you know, and I think it's just taking it one day at a time and doing everything we can to do the best we can this year. I know the guys are just chomping at the bit to finally have an opportunity to play, but that's the way we look at it, is put everything we have into this year, but we're also looking at the future, which I think is really bright.
Do you pay much attention? I mean, I know you've looked at it probably. Do you pay much attention to the preseason polls and all that, looking at what the Mountain West came out with a couple of weeks ago?
I mean, you see it. I think we had media day, and I walked in, and I think John Martin told me like 5 minutes before I went on, oh, we were picked whatever, fifth, and I don't really pay that much attention. I don't think those things should motivate you really either way. I think that, you know, you got to have your internal motivation to become your best. And so I think it speaks to a couple of things. I mean, obviously I think we have respect from people throughout the league, but I think we do have a ways to go to be seen as an upper echelon team. And I think it also just speaks to the depth of the Mountain West. I mean, I've said that before. I really think the conference as a whole is really on an upward trajectory here, and I think this league in general is going to become more and more competitive here as the years go on.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. You're right. I was looking at the records last year in the conference, just kind of going over your schedule, which is a monster schedule to start out with, and I'll go through that with you in a moment. But I'm looking at the records of Mountain West teams outside of the conference. You know, a lot of teams close to that 20. You guys were at 20 wins. Of course, San Diego State was ridiculous. I saw, you know, UNLV had close to 20 wins. Then you get into conference play, and you guys just kind of knock each other around. It feels like great outside the conference, but very even throughout the kind of the middle part of that conference. So it does. You're right. It does show you how strong this conference is.
Yeah, I think it got better as the conference season went on. I think you saw a team like UNLV really start to play their best at the end, and I think they're going to continue to get better and better. You know, Nevada is going to be, you know, they lost a lot, but you watch, they're going to continue to be good. San Diego State's going to be, Utah State, Boise State. We're clearly on an upward trajectory. I think you're going to see Wyoming improve. I mean, I could go on and on, but I think it's going to be, continue to get better. And I think that's great for all of us. It's great for the league. It's great for the fans. The more competitive it is, I think it's better for everyone.
Looking at that schedule, and let me ask you this first. Do you like the setup in the conference where you're basically playing two games in 3 nights against that same opponent? So, for example, San Diego State, December 3rd on a Thursday, and then the following Saturday. What do you think of that? And I get it. We're in those times where we're adjusting. I actually kind of think it's interesting. It should be fun. What's your view on it?
I think your quote, I think the word you use, interesting, is the way I look at it. But I mean that in a positive
yeah.
way. I think this was a good move by the league to go this direction. I think that this has, you know, we're going to have cancellations and issues. I mean, that's just going to happen this year. But I think this format gives us a much better opportunity to play as many conference games as possible. And I think the unique format, like you said, it could be interesting, and it's going to provide a whole different dynamic. I think it's going to be very competitive. I mean, playing that same team, like you said, twice in 3 days. I think it'll help me grow as a coach, too. It's just kind of a different thing than any of us have ever done. And so I'm kind of looking forward to a new challenge, and I hope our players are, too. And I think that's the way you have to look at it. And, I mean, there's going to be inequities in the schedule. It's not going to be fair. I could sit here and get on my soapbox and complain about, well, this isn't, you know, fair with this. But if you get caught up in that this year, you're just going to drive yourself crazy. That's not what the most important thing is. The most important thing is to play as many games as we can in a safe manner. That's what these young men deserve. That's what we need to try to do as leaders. And like I said, heck, if they told me we had to play all 10 series on the road, I'd do it just to play. we want to play, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, I love your attitude about it, too. But you're looking at that first few stretch, really, from December even into early January. You mentioned UNLV is only going to get better. They're in that first stretch. San Diego State twice in a row. Then at Boulder, CU, we know they're expected to have a good season. Fresno State's in that mix. And UNLV. So right off the bat, you're going to know a lot about your basketball team within the conference, but also that CU game thrown in the middle, too.
Yeah, and, you know, and I don't know if that we haven't released it because there's so many moving parts, but, you know, we open up against Cal on a neutral next Wednesday. Then we're at Oregon State, and you said then San Diego State twice, then CU. We'll play Northern Colorado here. And then we have a series. We got to go to St. Mary's. It is not it's not for the faint of heart, Brady, what we have here. But I think that's great. I think that's how our guys get better. We're going to play great competition. And, let's go. I mean, our guys, like I said, I think are ready to try to go out and compete against anybody. And, you know, we'll learn through the good and the bad and keep getting better. And like basketball seasons always are, it's going to be about, you know, gearing up to do the best we can in the league. And I think we can compete and gearing up for the Mountain West tournament. And this year, probably more than any other, we got to kind of start with the end in mind. And we know we need to play an NCAA tournament. We want to play a conference tournament, and we want to have the best chance to have the most competitive Mountain West schedule. And if we're able to do those things, it's going to be a success.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us. I love what you said, too, about some of those games that you just mentioned, the Cal Berkeley game, the Oregon State. They haven't been released yet. Is that not crazy? I mean, you got next week, right? And fans are looking. They're getting on the schedule. And I know you're right there in the thick of things, creating these schedules, going back and forth. But Is that an uneasy feeling knowing, hey, we're like less than a week away? We're still trying to finalize a few things.
It's bizarre. And I think you're going to see a situation this year, Brady, where people will be scheduling games in the middle of the season. I mean, I think that's kind of what we're looking at this year. And so, yeah, I mean, that's on the schedule. We've got our travel plans ready to go. But as everybody knows that's following this stuff, it can change in a moment's notice, right? You know, all of us and around the country is getting tested multiple times a week for COVID. And, you know, with all those issues going on, I mean, it can, you know, everything's great. And one day you can wake up and all your circumstances change. And that's just what we have to deal with. And just got to keep moving forward. And it's tough. There's no question about it. But I feel comfortable. I mean, we're going to play some games this year, and that's what we need to do. And just got to stay positive. But you can count on it. Throughout this season, there's going to be cancellations, rescheduling, scheduling of different opponents. It's going to be crazy. Might be entertaining.
Yeah, you know, as a radio guy here, Coach, I tell you, sometimes just talking about when the games are going to happen, if they're going to happen, it's a heck of a lead up for when the actual game does take place. I mean, it certainly gives us something to talk about.
It does, and it's going to be a different kind of year, but that's okay. I just think we need to play, and the players want to play, and I'd probably speak for everybody else around the country. They feel the same way, and it's going to be a challenge. Everybody is going to have different ways that they practice, you know, different guys out. They're going to miss time, and it's going to have an effect on what we do. But again, I just think we've got to not focus all our attention on those things. We got to focus in our attention on just having the opportunity to go out there and play and compete and, you know, cut out the outside noise and just make the most of it and continue to get better and, you know, do what we love every day.
Coach, for you, your team, you have an amazing group of young men. Of course, Isaiah Stevens kind of highlighting that, getting some preseason accolades. What are your expectations like? You kind of mentioned it early. All right, we're going to play basketball and see what happens. Are you looking at this like any season? We're going to go in there, we're going to compete in the Mountain West, and we're going to see if we can win this thing.
Well, hey, I mean, let's be clear. I mean, you go out there, and every time you step on the practice court, you're trying to get better. Every time we go out there to play a game, we're trying to win the game. Yeah, I mean, we're here to compete. We want to be our best. That is 100% the goal. So yeah, I think that's the thing. I think what I'm saying is you're going to have to adjust this year. It isn't going to be an equal season. You're going to have, things happen. And when they do, you deal with it and you move forward, and then you get the next opportunity to get out there. You go and you give it your best shot. So absolutely. I mean, when we go out, we're going to, plan is to practice today and practice tomorrow, and we get ready. And when we go out there Wednesday against Cal Berkeley, we're going out there trying to put our best product on the floor and give ourselves a chance to win and do the same thing the next night. And that's obviously what this is about, and continue to grow and get better. And so you do everything with what you can control to be your best.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Again, as you said, next Wednesday, Cal Berkeley, start that season off the right way. Coach, congratulations again. I'm thrilled. I'm glad personally for me we get to do this a lot more now that you're signed up, ready to go through 26. So we'll be able to have plenty of these conversations. I'm excited to see this program continue this this growing trajectory.
Brady, I appreciate it, and appreciate the way you cover sports here in Northern Colorado.
Hey, Coach, it's my pleasure, man, when we have great coaches to highlight. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck next Wednesday, okay?
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, that's CSU coach Nico Medved. Signed a big deal, Colfax, $750,000 through the duration of the new deal. So, yeah, well, check this out. Okay, so that's $750,000, Colfax. Check out these incentives. I like reading the incentives because that gives you something to shoot for. So he's got he'll get $50,000 for winning a Mountain West title, regular season or tournament. This one's kind of interesting, though, because you can win the regular season and lose the tournament, or you can win them both, right? If CSU wins both regular season and the tournament, the bonus is capped at 50. So he doesn't get any more if he wins both of them. $25,000 for finishing second or third in the Mountain West regular season standings. I think he's going to get that bonus. I think he's going to get that $25K. So me predicting that, if he wants to throw a couple of bones my way, that's okay. We'll talk about it later. $75,000 for qualifying for the NCAA tournament. You win the Mountain West title, you get $50,000, right? So then automatically you get another $75,000, isn't that right? Because you're qualifying for the NCAA tournament. $30,000 for qualifying for the NIT, $75,000 each for advancing to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, $125,000 for advancing to the Final Four, $200,000 for winning the whole thing. Dude, I feel like that should be like way up there, man. If you're CSU, sure, throw it up there. What are the chances? You never know, man. It's going to be a nutty schedule. And isn't that crazy? So, yeah, they play Cal Berkeley next Wednesday. They play Oregon State, I think, next week, too. That's not on the schedule. You're not going to see it on CSU's. It's on Cal Berkeley's schedule. I see it there. But they're still finalizing everything, so they just don't have it written in stone just yet. So isn't that crazy to hear a head coach, and it's not a knock, but just say, hey, it's not out there yet because it's not on the schedule, but it is official. They are going to play. But it's just a strange, strange situation. And then we're going to bring Brian Howell on in a moment of Buff Zone. And you're hearing things about Oregon and UCLA, Michael. Is that, here we are Friday afternoon. Do the Buffs still have a shot of playing this weekend? 51 minutes after the hour. A lot of Broncos talk coming up. Cody Rourke will join me as well. So we'll get to that from Pro Football Network. A lot to get to. Only about an hour to do so. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.